There's a battle brewing in West Michigan. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. It's a competition among building owners who want to cut their carbon emissions. Lindsay Smith has the story.
This battle is not a real knockdown, drag-out blood battle, more like a friendly wager for bragging rights. It's the battle of the buildings. The battle is to see which building can reduce the most energy use per square foot. Sherry Holman chairs the U.S. Green Building Council's chapter in West Michigan, which is hosting the battle.
The winners will be based on percentage lost. So it's a biggest loser style competition.
Yes, Holman says some buildings will be easier to improve than others, but unless you're a complete energy saving champion, there are ways to improve. Through the battle, the chapter will help businesses identify those savings.
Even if you don't win, you know, you're going to have your name on the website and kind of be out there as the kind of corporation that is concerned about carbon emissions. So I encourage the buildings, even if they don't plan to win. And who knows, they might learn something.
You've got a few more weeks to register your building to take part in the battle. Any buildings in Lansing, West and Northwest Michigan, and the Upper Peninsula can sign up. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.
This is the Environment Report. We spend about $21 million a year keeping invasive sea lampreys in check in the Great Lakes. But they're resilient creatures. Even after we spend all that money, we still can't get rid of them. And now, scientists suspect lampreys are getting a little bit too comfortable up north. Nick Johnson is a research ecologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He says they suspect there's a population of lampreys that stays within Michigan's inland waterway. It's a roughly 40-mile chain of lakes and rivers near Sheboygan. Johnson says in recent years, fishermen have found some lampreys in the lakes nearby.
The photographs we've received showed some pretty gruesome wounds on fish.
He says at the moment, it doesn't seem like lampreys are killing a lot of fish in the inland waterway. But they want to be sure because lampreys can be so destructive to the fishery.
What they would do probably is they take a first stop at Burt Lake or Mullet Lake, attached to a steelhead, a northern pike, or a walleye, and then they would essentially become vampires and suck the blood out of these fish until they probably would die.
His team wants to see if there's a self-sustaining population of lampreys in the inland waterway. So they're doing a 2-year study to find out. Johnson says they need as many adult lampreys as they can find, so they want some help.
We have flyers and Ziploc bags at the bait shops around this inland waterway, and we're asking anglers to grab one and maybe put it in their tackle box in case they come across the sea lamprey.
He wants you to put that lamprey in the Ziploc bag, toss it in the freezer, and give him a call. If there is a new population of lampreys in the inland waterway, it could be challenging to deal with it. Mark Gaydon is with the Great Lakes Fishery Commission. His group is in charge of keeping sea lampreys in check.
There's not a lot of evidence either way whether these inland populations are harming the fisheries. If there is harm to that, then it's a serious problem. And any expansion of its range or any new populations means that we're going to either have to find new dollars to do that control or divert resources from areas where control already occurs so that we can address this population.
Gaydon says if they weren't controlling lampreys, they would bounce back pretty quickly. He says lampreys kill about 12 million pounds of fish in the Great Lakes a year, and that's even with the lamprey control program. You can find out what to do if you catch a lamprey in the inland waterway on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.